This is the homily for Monday, January 18th. Today's reading from Mark's Gospel puts us at the beginning of Jesus' ministry. He's proclaiming good news, the gospel. And the good news Jesus announces is the rule of God. God is now at work in the world, doing battle with the demons in our life, battling with all those powers and forces in life that demand our slavish obedience to them. We can name those powers when we recognize them as finally loveless. What these powers always promise is a life that is fulfilled by focusing on oneself and forgetting others. Obedience to these powers or demons always requires making yourself the goal and focus of your own life. Jesus' ministry is to proclaim that God himself calls those demons into question. God himself does battle with them. It's the battle we all have experienced in our own lives. The battle between living with and for others, God's way, or living with and for yourself, the demonic way. The gospel Jesus proclaims says that God is actively doing battle with the demonic way. He's saying the struggle we experience within ourselves is a result of God's presence within us. And God is doing battle with the demons through Jesus, through what he says and teaches, and also through how he lives and loves, how he treats other people. That's the context for Mark's entire gospel. In today's scene, Jesus is proclaiming the gospel to traditionally devout and observant Jews. They are followers of John the Baptist and also Pharisees. And these religious people have questions about what Jesus is saying. Their questions come because they are hearing Jesus correctly. He is saying God is already at work within them, already doing battle with the demons within them. So quite rightly, they ask, well, what about all our fasting? Fasting was a very common religious practice for these people. Fasting was meant to prepare souls to open themselves to God, to make them aware of God's absence in their lives, to make them hunger for God's coming into their lives. What Jesus is proclaiming calls that into question. He is saying God is already present to them, with or without fasting. God is actively taking the initiative in their lives, with or without their invitation, not waiting for what their fasting might or might not achieve. That's a Jesus's astounding claim. And it's the gospel's claim. It's the gospel's message to us. God is already at work within us, moving us to confront the hold demons have in our lives, calling us to follow God's lead in our life, to live life following love's lead. Love's lead will always be God's lead in our lives. All our hopes, prayers, and practices should lead us to that final, fundamental attitude of Jesus when he says to us and to the world, and yes, even to his enemies, "Take and eat. My life is for you. Take and drink. My life is poured out for you." So imagine now. Imagine a world, a nation, a city, where people live for one another, where people pour themselves out for one another. Just imagine that. We're imagining God's rule on earth. We're imagining God among us. We're saying to the world that our prayer and our greetings have been answered. When we say to one another, "The Lord be with you."